1st of March, 1933. Seems a little colder today, though the rain kept off. Tonight, Dad received a letter from Auntie Lil of Claxton, saying, among other things, that they would be expecting me at Easter and giving details of the route I am to follow if I go by bike, viz. Up the Norwich Road as far as Scole, thence northeast to Bungay, north to Thurton, then take the road to Ashby, remembering that their house is within a few yards of that last village. Of course, this led to much study of maps as to the route as far as Scole. This is still undecided. Meanwhile, I must practice long hops at weekends, as the distance from Claxton to Plaistow as the crow flies is about 120 miles. I may have to take the train for part of the journey. 2nd of March, 1933. Took further steelwork at night school tonight, including box girders, etc. Received this month's CTC Gazette, in which my name appears for election to the club. If I hear nothing further, I know it's all correct. Otherwise, they will inform me if I am deposed. 3rd of March, 1933. Rained most of the day. Cannot help remarking the difference in temperature between today and last Friday. At 3 o'clock last Friday, the snow was falling thickly and the thermometer stood at 30 degrees Fahrenheit, i.e. 2 degrees of frost. Today, at the same hour, the rain was pouring down at a temperature of 52 degrees Fahrenheit. At mathematics tonight, we took revision and were given the formulae for finding the greatest volume a cylinder of a given surface could hold, A, when the cylinder was closed at both ends, and B, when closed at one end. 4th of March, 1933. Yesterday, lunchtime, I changed La Boutique Fantastique, Rossini, for Peer Gynt Suites 1 and 2, Grieg, music at St Marylebone Library. The Boutique Fantastique was quite good, as many of the tunes I was able to recognise and to put expression with accordingly. 9th of March, 1933. Plenty of work today for a change, with the result that I didn't leave the office till 6:45 p.m. The first time I have worked late since last August. I was consequently late in arriving at night school, but managed to complete the work set, which dealt with the joints of floorboards, etc. 10th of March, 1933. Went round to the library this afternoon and changed the Peer Gynt Suites numbers 1 and 2, Grieg, for Complete Overtures, Mendelssohn. Also renewed Tramp Abroad by Mark Twain. This last is a jolly fine book, but owing to my having so many books to read lately, I haven't given it much attention before. 11th of March, 1933. Looks as though it will be a nice day. Went over to George's as promised, and we spent the whole of the evening running telephone wires through the roof and testing up after. George Lacey, whom it will be remembered we saw in the title role of Mother Goose, pantomime, was booked to appear on the radio tonight, but couldn't turn up. Had the wind behind me coming home tonight, and did the 12 miles in just under an hour. 12th of March, 1933. Woke up at 7:50 this morning and resolved to get up in 10 minutes' time. Actually woke up at 8:45. I didn't get up until 9:30. Mucked about tuning in the wireless and got a fine yodeling concert from the Beromünster station, but too much yodeling is apt to pall. 13th of March, 1933. Changed Mendelssohn's Complete Overtures, a bit too hard for my liking, for the music to Oberon by Weber. Was a long time trying to find something more suitable, but I was unsuccessful. Reached evening classes somewhat late tonight, where we were set a geometry paper in preparation for the end of term examination. All of us realised a great deal of revision was necessary. For instance, a good lot of us, including myself, constructed a seven-sided figure for a heptagon. 17th of March, 1933. Was awakened by the roar of the wind at 3:30 this morning. I got up and shut my window and looked to see that the aerial mast was still standing, after which I returned to bed. I've never heard the wind blow so hard before. Although it was raining this morning a little, I deemed it awkward to take an umbrella until the wind had subsided. Took further revision in mathematics tonight, including simple interest and vulgar fractions. I went up to East Ham and bought a pair of leggings and a cape at Halfords. The fellow who served me told me the leggings were fully 36-inch length, but when I tried them on when I got home, they seemed a couple of inches short of that. However, the cape seems amply to protect the top part of my legs, although it is only 37 inches in length. 19th of March 1933. The alarm woke me at 6 o'clock, but I rested a further quarter of an hour before I rose. I set off at 8:20 a.m. in the pouring rain and went via the New City Road, Plaistow High Street, Abbey Lane route to Bow, whence I continued along the Mile End Road to Aldgate, by which time the rain left off. I passed down Leadenhall Street and Cornhill to the bank, alongside Cheapside, Newgate Street, Holborn Viaduct, Holborn, Gray's Inn Road, Euston Road, Marylebone Road, passing Baker Street Station at 9:20, Oxford and Cambridge Terrace, Notting Hill Gate, and so on to Shepherd's Bush. Here I forked right along the Uxbridge Road through Acton, Ealing, Hanwell and Southall, where I was enabled to remove my wet weather gear, to Uxbridge, reaching it at 10:30. After I had passed the outskirts of this town, along the Oxford Road, I began to get the full force of the wind, which was blowing strongly from the southwest. I did not get to Gerrard's Cross before 11:20, and was a full hour doing the 5 miles between that place and Beaconsfield. I was very hungry by the time I reached there, so I pulled in under one of the big trees at the side of the church and ate my lunch. Setting off at 11:40, I reached High Wycombe at 12:20. Just as I forked left at West Wycombe, a sharp shower came on, but left off after about 5 minutes. I turned right at Saunderton Station, past the Moated Grange, as Dad used to call the workhouse, which stands there, and rode on till I came to the foot of Stony Hill. This hill, by far the steepest I have ever experienced, is not so stony as it used to be, somebody having contrived to lay tar upon its surface and poured gravel with little success on top of that. From here I continued to Lacey Green and thence to the ridge overlooking the country around Prince's Risborough as far as Oxfordshire. While on the ridge I began to eat one of my oranges whilst admiring the view, but to the left of me the rain clouds were beginning to form and soon Bledlow Ridge was blotted out. It soon began to pour where I was and I hurriedly mounted and rushed off to the Pink and Lily Inn, before which I took shelter whilst I fastened on my cape and leggings. I started off for Great Hampden, but couldn't resist going via the road between the woods, and took the road for Great Missenden. From Great Missenden, I was about 30 minutes getting to Amersham, and in between the showers I saw a beautiful double rainbow. I had the sun behind me all day. Just about 2 miles before Rickmansworth, it began to hail heavily, and kept on for about 10 minutes. I leant the bike against the road bank, and fled behind a tree for shelter. As soon as the hail had finished, the wind began to blow as if the earth had stopped rotating, but as it was mostly behind me, I got into Rickmansworth in record time. From here, it was fairly easy to Watford, but I was beginning to get hungry again, and it was all I could do to push up Bushey High Street. Here I found a confectioner's shop open, and bought 1/2 pound of chocolate, a half of which I galloped down at once. I was so hungry. From here I continued via Elstree to Barnet and came the usual way thence to Chingford and Woodford. I passed through Enfield at 6:45 when I had to light up. From Woodford I had to head due southwest, so had the wind dead against me. I made slow progress, walking across Wanstead Flats was quicker than riding, and mostly in bottom gear. I arrived home just after 8 o'clock. I had been out exactly 12 hours and had made 99 miles. I had a good dinner and went to sleep after. When I awoke, I felt sick. I did not get to the door before I vomited all over the new carpet. I retired discreetly to bed. That concludes the entry for today. 20th of March 1933. At geometry tonight, the master went through the examination paper we underwent last week and showed us our mistakes. I was one of the few that got 5 right. Although there were plenty of remarks about dimensions, showing construction, marking divisions, etc., I was much pleased with the result. 27th of March, 1933. My left eye tooth has been worrying me for some 2 weeks past. I hope I shall not have to go and have it out. 28th of March, 1933. My tooth is much aggravated today. Tonight I was very mopey, but I remembered somebody's telling me a long time ago that if the fingers be pressed to the face just forward of the ear, they interrupt the nerve which runs to the jaws, and therefore the pain is eased. I tried this out tonight and was able to sleep much better. 29th of March, 1933. Had a terrific headache the latter part of today and was therefore unable to concentrate on my homework, so I left it. As I am generally run down, I took some opening medicine tonight, and I shall have to start taking my purified liquid paraffin more regularly as a guard against constipation. 30th of March, 1933. My tooth almost ceased to ache today, and my head was much better, though I had bad spasms every now and then. At evening classes, we took revision ready for the exam next Thursday. 31st of March, 1933. Much better feeling this morning. At maths tonight, we took further revision. Our exam for this is also next week.